many people believe if they simply go to church on Christmas and Easter that they are pleasing God. Nothing can be farther from the truth. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All need to repent. Easter is meaningless without the sure and certain knowledge that we are the ones who caused Jesus to be nailed to the cross. The good news of his death and resurrection for our redemption cannot be understood unless we truly prepare by knowing of our need for a Savior. The prophet Joel wrote, "Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, consecrate the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, 'Spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations.' Why should they say among the peoples, 'Where is their God?'" No one is exempt from appearing before the Lord in repentance. The elders, the children, infants, those celebrating, those mourning, all are called upon to repent and throw themselves on God's mercy. Know that the ministers of the Lord are praying for your redemption and are lifting up their congregations to God for his grace. May our Lord grant you the pure desire to come before him in repentance. Amen.